Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, June 22nd, 2026. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. Leading off today, we talked last week about Tim Cook's comments that price increases are coming soon for Apple products. While Cook didn't get specific about which products will see those increases or how much the increases will be, new estimates from the Wall Street Journal say the iPhone 18 Pro could start as high as $1,399. Through internal analysis and pricing insights from research firm Tech Insights, the Wall Street Journal says the device could start at a minimum price of $1,299, but $1,399 or even higher is more likely. The Wall Street Journal's numbers were reached by adding up the expected price hikes for iPhone 18 Pro's RAM and storage, plus camera upgrades, and giving Apple comparable margins to its norms. Research from Tech Insights suggests the margin on the base model 1099 iPhone 17 Pro is around 47%. To maintain that profit margin for the iPhone 18 Pro, based on those estimated component costs, Apple would need to charge $1,371. If the iPhone 18 Pro does start at $1,299 or $1,399, we can expect the iPhone 18 Pro Max to start at least $100 more than that. Then, of course, Apple's most expensive iPhone this year is expected to be the foldable iPhone Ultra, which is rumored to start at least $2,000. There's still no word on what sort of price increases we expect for other Apple products, including the Mac, but it seems that these price increases are coming sooner rather than later and will likely affect most of Apple's product categories. Next up today, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman is out with a new edition of his newsletter, recapping the last 10 years of Apple's corporate structure, with a particular focus on how the influence of Apple's design team lessened in the Tim Cook era. Gurman reports, however, based on what he's been told from sources inside Apple, that incoming CEO John Ternus is about to reset that relationship and reaffirm the importance of the design group for the company's future. After Johnny Ive left the company, oversight of Apple's design team fell to then Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams. This was already a major shakeup from the prior regime, where Ive's industrial design group dictated the product roadmap of Apple from top down. In fact, in 2011, Steve Jobs was quoted as saying that Johnny Ive had more operational power than anyone at Apple apart from himself, because that's how he decided to set it up. But now, as Apple prepares for the transition from the Cook era to the Ternus era, the expectation is that Ternus is going to be more involved in product in general than Cook was, and as part of that is looking to restore some of the authority and power of the design team. Gurman says that Ternus has already spent a considerable amount of time with Apple's industrial design group as he prepares for succession to begin on September 1st. Ternus is quoted by Gurman as having said, quote, "The most beautifully designed thing that most customers own is an Apple product, and we're going to make sure that stays the case," end quote. We are sponsored this week by Roborock. If you're looking to upgrade your cleaning routine for Prime Day, now is a great time. Roborock is offering limited-time deals across its lineup of robot vacuums and wet-dry vacuums with savings of up to $1,500. That includes Roborock's popular Saros 10R at its lowest price yet, as well as its latest Q Revo Edge 2 models. There are also budget-friendly options starting at just $250. To learn more and take advantage of these Prime Day deals from Roborock, hit the link in the show notes. My thanks to Roborock for sponsoring 95 Mac Daily. Writing out today, Apple has permanently closed 3 stores in the United States after first announcing these closures back in April. The 3 Apple Store locations affected include Apple Towson Town Center in Towson, Maryland, Apple North County in Escondido, California, and Apple Trumbull in Trumbull, Connecticut. All 3 of these stores officially closed at the end of business on Saturday. In a statement to 95 Mac, Apple attributed the closures to the departures of several retailers and declining conditions at the malls in which these stores are located. Apple said, quote, We are constantly striving to deliver exceptional service and great experiences for our customers. As we continue investing to expand and enhance our retail stores and offerings worldwide, we remain deliberate about evaluating our existing locations to ensure that we can meet our customers' needs in the best way. End quote. For example, Trumbull Mall recently defaulted on over $150 million in loans as it faces ongoing struggles and business departures. Towson Town Center, just outside of Baltimore, has lost multiple businesses so far this year, including Tommy Bahama, Banana Republic, and Madewell. In April, Apple said that employees at the Trumbull and Escondido stores will be able to continue their roles at nearby Apple locations. Apple Towson Town Center, however, was the first Apple store location in the United States to unionize in June of 2022. Apple says that employees from Towson Town Center are able to apply for open roles at Apple in accordance with the collective bargaining agreement. Apple's decision to close the store has been met with harsh criticism from the union itself, as well as lawmakers in Maryland and the broader United States. Apple has been criticized for offering the Trumbull and Escondido store employees automatic transfer to nearby Apple stores, while not offering that to Towson Town Center employees. Apple, however, has pointed to the union agreement as the reason for this. The union agreement, according to Apple, says that in the event of a store closure, Apple must offer transfers within 50 miles of the location if and only if it opens a new store within 50 miles of that location. As of right now, Apple has no plans to open a new store within a 50-mile radius of Towson, Maryland. It does already operate other stores within that radius, but the agreement specifically says only if it opens a new store. Again, all three of these stores have officially closed as of Saturday evening, and Apple has updated its website, redirecting customers to other nearby locations. That wraps up another episode of 9 to 5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.